Hello, that is me. Can I help?
Hi, Natalie. How are you, James? I've got Gerald Coldfield on the line.
Coldfield, is it?
Coldfield. Coldfield.
Okay. Have you got everything done? This one.
Everything completed.
Just have a quick check while I've got some of those.
No problem. Where's Mike today, Nat? Is he right?
Yeah, no, he's in. Just
oh, he's in, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we're always here. We never leave. We live here now.
Always in.
Okay, James, sort of stick down the phone.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Hi there.
Hi, is that Gerald?
Yeah, speaking to you. Speaking.
Hi, Gerald. It's Natalie and Elaine Legal. For data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
Yeah, 13277, and that'd be 6 Rapid Avenue, 9306, 7 November Echo.
Well, lovely. That's brilliant. Okay, so if there's any safeguarding during the call today, we'd need to make a referral to the local authority, but we'd discuss that with you in the first instance.
Uh-huh.
And I need to make you aware that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes, no problem.
Okay. Thank you. So today is just to gather more information for your redress claim. What age did you go into care?
I remember I was 15.
Okay. And do you remember what local authority it was?
It was North Lanark Fire Council. But I was in transfer to Cadross, and I don't know whether that was in Barnsley or something.
Transferred to who, sorry?
A different council.
Do you remember which one it was?
Cadross phone. I don't know if it was under Barnsley or something. Well, I don't know where the voting lines were back then, but no, it's from Barnsley now.
Okay.
The lines were
Fuck. Were you known by any other names or nicknames?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And the care settings I've got down is Cardross Secure Unit?
Yeah.
Yeah, any other settings that you stayed in?
Can I just talk? I'm making my lunch today. Can I talk to my pal greatly? I'm asking. Wait, can you? Sorry about that. I told the guy I was in my lunch break, yeah. Yeah, I was in Cadbury Place Secure Unit, yes.
Yeah. Did you go anywhere else?
No, I was there for a assessment.
Okay. And what schools did you attend during that time?
I wasn't at any school, I was at Excelsior School. That was in matter in the meaning that I had to go to school. That's when I assaulted with the teacher. I assaulted them back and they took the adult stuff over to the field.
Okay, I'll go put this down. And who's your registered GP surgery?
Wines is spelled W.
Yeah.
Y. N. D.
And whereabouts is that?
That's Airdrie.
Lovely. Do you have any other professionals supporting you? At the moment.
Yeah, I have a social worker, I have the addiction services.
Social worker. Okay, what local authority is it?
North Lanarkshire Council.
Is that adult social care?
Yeah.
And addiction services. Do you remember the name of them?
The workers. I'm a hawker. I just know this player. I don't know the second name. What I mean, I just talked to.
Oh no, no, I mean the service name.
Oh, service name? It's just a dark hole addiction. You know what I mean?
Is it called We Are With You or?
No. It's not Runway, not Planet, trying to find them.
Okay, so it's through the council, yeah?
Yeah. Got to do a room for the council.
Okay. Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
You're a bit back fast in my depression, but I don't know what they call it, eh? You know what I mean? But I don't go to the doctors, you know what I mean? I just don't like going to the doctors. I should be going to the Michaels.
Okay.
No, I'll
put that on here. Have you ever done any self-harm?
No.
Have you ever had any thoughts of ending life?
When I was in the home, I.
Yeah. When did they stop?
When did that stop? And as soon as we get home.
Did you ever make any attempts to end life?
I don't know. Not really, know what I mean? But it was thought about, know what I mean?
Okay. Have you ever received hospitalisation for your mental health?
I've been in the hospital a few times, you know what I mean? But mental health and that, aye.
Yeah, can you remember what hospital?
Huntland Hospital. That was a few years ago, I know.
Can you remember what hospital it was, sorry?
Monkland's. I think it's a university hospital, we thought.
Yeah. So, one was 2 years ago. When was the time before that?
A few years ago. No, I mean, I can't really remember to put it on, but no, I mean, I think I was a bit... August the 13th, I had been about 3-4 years ago. It was on my mum's anniversary.
Mm-hmm. So that's the two. One was 3-4 years ago, and one was 2 years ago.
I was not going to go that back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's hard. It is hard.
I know.
Have you ever received any therapy or counselling?
Therapy, counselling, well, I get that off my alcoholic day. To tell you what I mean, but I'm not addiction for. It's an addiction for alcohol.
I'll put that down. Do you have any physical health concerns?
Just wrist and ankle, just a couple of things, you know what I mean? Just throat and bones, and it's stage there and there. I've got Raynaud's syndrome with my fingers and toes.
So you've got arthritis, yeah?
Raynaud's. It's like it's arthritis, right? But it's a wee bit different. Raynaud's syndrome, it's like white finger, I thought.
Oh, okay, yeah. Did you ever attend hospital while she was in care?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to take you to hospital after this thing, you know what I mean?
Have you ever been arrested or got any convictions?
Yes.
Okay, what are those and what ages?
But the first one that I put in the room was for an assault, but that was 15, you know what I mean? So, assault and breaches.
Was that a conviction or did they just arrest
you? That was a conviction, you know what I mean?
Okay.
An assault and breaches.
Okay, and then from then, did you do anything else?
Breaches and assaults.
So, assaults. Is it from age 15 up to what age?
To about 8 years ago, the assault stopped. And I'm still on probation for hate crimes. You know what I mean? Can't even say nothing nowadays.
So up to 42 years old. And then
49.
49.
Aye, 40, aye, 42, aye, aye. Up to that, aye.
It helps, yeah?
Aye.
Well,
I've got 2 assaults still outstanding, but I don't think you'll come to court.
Shall I put to 49 then? Because we don't know
what's going on. Oh, yeah, you realise.
Yeah. And you said you've got hate crime conviction?
Yeah, hate crime, yeah.
What age was that?
That was the 48. That was only last year.
And you're still on probation, yeah?
Yeah, I got 18 months probation and so many other community service.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it, you know what I mean?
Okay. You mentioned addictions, drugs and alcohol. What age did you start with drugs?
About 15.
Okay, so you're age 15 years old. Are you still experiencing that addiction now?
Well, not really, because I'm an alcoholic, so yeah, I've got rid of all the addiction and ended up an alcoholic.
Okay. What age did you stop the addiction?
Last year.
Age 48 years old. Was alcohol about the same age?
No, I never used to drink.
So what age did you start drinking?
About 10 years ago.
So 39?
Yeah, about 39 now. That was great. Well, I'll be running my ex-messages.
So you became addicted to this, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're currently engaging in services to support that, yeah?
Yeah. But I'm engaging the services so you know what the situation is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only me, I can do it myself, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
You got support, it's not too bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a hard path to go and do it on your own. You need to have that support around you, don't you?
I've got a home, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what age did you leave care?
Well, that would have been just before I was 16. I went in there for our assessment, you know what I mean? And just, I don't know. I was only meant to be in for so long, and I don't know if I could extend it.
Yeah.
You're going to have all that file and be able to get all that up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to request all of that.
Thank you.
So when you left at 15, did they offer you any other support or anything?
No, I refused it. Refused any support. They said you got me any calls and all that, but my mum done that. They said they done it, but my mum done all that. Got me any calls, phoned them all up, all the colleges up and see what ones they pay because of all those schools were refusing me. So
yeah.
I said to any mother of college.
Yeah.
And my dad used to work with them and said he's a good prick there. And so he's having in there, man, dad.
She became the brookie.
Yeah.
Good job, that.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing it now?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be back, so I'll work with it.
It's always work for you, isn't there? Especially with the new housing coming out. So, in terms of our company, would you prefer a male or female advisor?
It doesn't really bother me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes people prefer because of trauma, like...
I totally understand that, you know what I mean?
What I'll do is I'll allocate you to me because we've obviously spoke today and it saves things as well.
Yeah, you understand, you know who the issue is.
Yeah. So in terms of your care records, do you want to see a copy of them?
I would like a copy of them because I would like to see the
Yeah.
I knew you were laughing before that.
Yeah.
I would love to see the issues. I would love that.
No problem. Do you provide us with consent to request copies of your order?
Yes, exactly. Yes, no problem.
And so the process now is going to take us about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact until the end of the process.
Yeah.
So the number that you've got on your phone for me should be an 0161 number. Save that into your phone. You can give me a call and get a question.
I've got one that James here. Redress, you know what I mean? So that number is before you're off it.
Let me give you our number. Have you got a pen? Probably not.
I've got my pal here, right? My pal who's in the UK. So I'm just telling him about this redress.
Yeah.
He fits you in these places.
Yeah. He'll have to do a separate claim.
I know he's got to do a separate claim, but he could could you phone me your whatever number?
Yeah. Give him James's number, I think.
Give him James's number.
I think that's the initial number, isn't it, that you can
call? Yeah. I'll give him James's number, not a problem.
Yeah.
Because he asked for the paperwork and he's very confused about filling it all out. And I told him the lawyers get paid more, pay it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but so, we only charge 20%, whereas some companies might be higher. And if you lose your case, you don't get charged anything. You don't lose anything. So let me go through the information. So I'm going to gather all your information from all the companies, and then once we've got it all together, I'll come back to you just to clarify what we've got. Then we'll put that case forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You don't need to go to that panel, okay? So don't worry about that. It's closed door, but you will be told the date that you want to be held. So as part of our compliance, I've just got to go back through the options that you've got. So one is you can independently do it and research your own evidence. You can have a different solicitor from England or Scotland who has accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf for Scottish Redress. It's different, isn't it, when it's your family member? So those solicitors, they'll get that fee whether you win or lose, okay? And then there's ourselves, MMA Legal. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, so we only take 20% cap fee if you win. If you lose, we don't charge anything. So it means we're completely independent and we're acting for you. Gerald, you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Do you want to wait the 14 days or are you happy to proceed immediately? Okay. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, we do.
We try and get it done as quickly as possible. Obviously, we can't guarantee definitely within that 10 months because sometimes some access requests
take a bit of time.
So hopefully we'll get this through as quickly as
we can. That's really helped you there very quickly, because that's going to pay off now. It's at least £25,000 for a house.
Well, we can't guarantee, obviously, the date of when it's going to go through, but we'll keep you updated. So what I'll do, as soon as I get any other updates, I'll give you a call and we'll go through everything. Is that all right?
Right, that's not a problem, yeah.
Alright, you take care and good luck with the bricklaying today.
I won't say anything.
You take care, right? See you later.
Take care,
bye-bye.